This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a story about dueling employment laws in a case that pits city, suburb, and state. Cleveland has an ordinance that requires contractors working on big public projects to give at least 20% of the work to Cleveland residents, or there's a fine. This type of local hire rule is common in many cities, but Cleveland's could end if the state of Ohio has its way. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN Ideas Stream, Adrian Ma explains.
Backers of Cleveland's local hire rule say it ensures public money supports local jobs, which can equal millions in wages when you talk about big projects, like the $185 million renovation of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, a downtown Cleveland sports arena. On a recent afternoon, cranes and trucks hum away outside the building's glass and steel facade, work that'll be paid for in part by the city. The contractor, Whiting Turner, has agreed to comply with the Fannie Lewis law by giving a fifth of the construction hours to Clevelanders. But Tara Rose, a construction lawyer in Cleveland, says meeting that threshold would be tough for many of her clients.
A lot of these contractors have teams, and they travel throughout the state.
She says, imagine you're a welding company, and you have a core team of several workers.
And you take them everywhere, and then you get a project in the city of Cleveland, and now you can't use one and a half of your guys. That's a pretty big deal.
That's why contractors and some labor unions cheered when the state passed a law in 2016 banning residency quotas from public construction projects. The state argues people should be able to work on those jobs no matter where they live. So, what happened next? In March, the city and state took the dispute to the Ohio Supreme Court.
Our second case is 2018-97, the city of Cleveland versus the state of Ohio.
The city argued it has a right to attach strings to public money. Here's the city's attorney, Gary Singletary.
You come in, you bid on the job. Here's our terms. Contracting is long recognized as a power of local self-government.
From 2013 to 2016, the city estimates Clevelanders earned more than $34 million in construction wages, thanks to the requirement. The state, though, argues the local hiring rule is discriminatory. Jonathan Enton, a law professor at Case Western Reserve University, explains.
It may not be as egregious as other kinds of discrimination that we could think about, but, you know, you're treating people differently on the basis of where they live.
Whether that's acceptable will be up to the court. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.